This is Heather Sampson today here with Rick Cheatham. He's the Pocatello City Council seat 6 incumbent. Rick, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well. Thank you, Heather.
Great. Thanks for joining us. So you were telling me just a moment ago that you actually have a past in radio. What pushed you towards getting into politics?
Well, it's been kind of a secret desire of mine since about 1973, Heather. I have a degree in broadcast journalism, and I started out at a couple of small radio stations in Kansas, towns that had community colleges, and of course they were the county seats and had county commissions and city councils and school boards. And as a broadcast journalist, and usually the only journalist at a particular station, the only broadcaster, I covered all those things. And I found city councils to be interesting because they affect so many lives in a community. In fact, I think it's the most relevant kind of government that any citizen has, because what the council does affects where you drive every day. It affects whether you can turn your water on, whether you can flush your toilet. All the things that you do every day, those are things that are enacted right here. Not that other forms of government are not important, but this affects us all every day. There's always been a secret desire to serve on that. And when I retired 4.5 years ago from regular work, I decided it was time to give it a shot. And Gary Moore had announced he was not going to run for seat 6 again. So I ran for seat 6 and was elected 4 years ago.
Excellent. So you've been in for the last 4 years.
I have.
What have been a couple of your major accomplishments? And going forward, what are some of the major issues that you see in the city?
Well, I don't know if I can say I personally have any major accomplishments. I think every time we see a developer come to the council with a plan for how they envision a new subdivision, a new annexation, some kind of a new development, it's a victory for the entire city. And I think that's not just the city council doing its job right, but it's every city department, whether it's water or sewer or streets or public utilities or whatever it might be. Everybody working together to build a better city. And being on the council gives me a chance to do my little piece of making Pocatello a better place to live in the future.
Awesome. Well, what are some of the issues that you see coming up in the future that need to be addressed?
It's growth. You know, our entire state is seeing record growth. People moving here from out of state, companies coming to Idaho because it's a great place to do business and a tremendous place to live. That growth is going to happen. Whether we manage it or whether we just let it happen is the issue. And I think smart cities like Pocatello are managing that growth by very carefully annexing areas that are important, making sure that utilities, water, sewer, all those streets, all those things are provided, and that the people that move here will have the kind of community that they want to live in and we all want to live in the future, and that our kids will want to stay here and work and live in. The LDS Temple just is about to reopen officially here, and it's a tremendous asset to our community, as is Northgate, as is a new 120-acre annexation we just took in. There's another development going in on the west side. There's growth everywhere in Pocatello. And we just need to make sure it happens and we plan for the future so that we don't have problems 50 or 75 years from now.
Do you feel like the city is on track as far as planning for the growth? Or do you feel like you need to, that the city needs to sort of steer in a different direction at the moment?
No, I think we're on a great track. Right now we're going through our comprehensive plan, the rewrite of that. We've had 7 hearings in various locations throughout the community so citizens can respond and go in and take a look at what might be and what they want to happen. I've attended all of those, stopped in and talked to some citizens, talked to the planners about each different department, area of the community, and I think we've got great things happening. My concern is that we look way into the future, not just next year or 5 years from now, but 25 and 50 years from now. We have traffic problems in Pocatello because 50 or 75 years ago, the number of people living in this valley weren't considered. And I don't want to see another Jefferson Street. I hate the traffic on Yellowstone. And I think as we grow and we develop streets like Hawthorne and Philbin and out in the Northgate Parkway, that we need to plan for those things. Because unless we have air cars, we're still going to be driving on those streets, and there are going to be more people to contend with in the future.
Okay. How do you plan on involving the residents and how the tax money is used?
Well, every resident has a chance to have input into the budgeting process. You know, we start usually, the mayor starts in February with interviews with departments on planning for what their needs will be during the next fiscal year. Then we go through a series of the council talking to those same department heads and seeing their presentations, their needs, their anticipated expenditures for people, materiel, new projects, things that are necessary to manage the city. And then we sit down and we talk to citizens, and they have a chance to come during our public hearing and talk about that and look at what they think needs to be done in our community. And it's streamed online. It's on cable television system. And they're available to come down and listen during all of these processes and then testify at the final budget hearing. So I think citizens have a good chance to give their input. And we're always reading email. We're reading letters that come in, and we're talking to citizens about what's going on. I think sometimes the problem is those who only get concerned at the last minute and don't know what has happened up to that point.
I see. Okay. So we want to know why the voters should vote for you.
That's a good question, Heather. I've got the experience. I've been there 4 years. I've learned a lot about how municipal government works. I've also been honored by being elected to the board of directors of the Association of Idaho Cities. So, you know, 3 or 4 times a year, I get a chance to brush shoulders with mayors and city council people from all across the state of Idaho and to see how they've done business, the bigger cities and the smaller cities. We're all contending with this growth issue across the state of Idaho. We're all contending with water issues. We're all contending with budgets. The problems are the same, some on a larger scale and some on a smaller scale. And I think sometimes the information that I can bring to a meeting and bring to the council overall from those meetings is valuable in helping us solve the problems here. I had originally said I was only going to be a one-termer. But there's so much going on in our community. I don't want to give up yet on Pocatello. I want to see the projects that we've started, that I've had a hand in helping to develop. I want to see those things completed.
Well, that's understandable. And thank you for your time today. I'm sure that the voters will be able to make a more informed decision now. And good luck in the race.
Thank you, Heather. It's been an honor.